Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
And I was about to drag him down the steps. Then he finally calmed his ass down and walked down and left out.
You done shook all the alcohol out, my man.
Was his dick still out?
He never, so he didn't.
Minority Minds Podcast.
And we back. With another episode of Minority Minds Podcast. What's going on? We got what's your nickname this week?
Tardy B.
Alright, I'll take that.
There we go. I like Tardy B in the building.
I can't fight that.
Yeah, you can't. Got Godfather in the building. And we got what you got going on right now? What's this? Oh.
The Robbers Don't Pass Clan.
Finals MVP in the building.
Oh, man. Yeah, Uncle Frio in the building. What's going on, fellas?
We ain't in the building. Much. Sipping this wine.
That goo
smoking
wine.
Smoking them tweeds.
Back a little sore from carrying y'all yesterday.
Hey, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
First competitive basketball game I had since 2018, man.
You know what I'm saying? My shoulder's a little tight.
Nah, after we got swindled by one of our teammates.
Oh, the shooter. What you talking about? was the shooter.
I'm not trying to talk bad about her, but
she didn't get to warm up. She had to jump straight in the game.
Yeah, warm these up.
She would have, you asked.
That's a whole different topic.
Oh, y'all
you
went
talking
hooping?
About basketball.
We went hooping yesterday.
Dang, man. Oh, that's when you
exactly.
Yeah, we know you weren't coming.
We know you weren't coming. You're too busy.
He was going to take photos at the game.
We needed it. Yeah, I tried to put a highlight reel together, put out a hoop mixtape.
He about to be on Baller's Life.
Y'all seen the guy that went back to high school?
Yo, yeah. That happens once every like 3 years.
No, what happened? I didn't
he
see
was
it.
Like 23 years old. He went back to high school. Like he changed his name, went back to high school, and was playing varsity basketball or whatever. But different. Then one of the coaches from another team used to coach him and like recognized him. So like he ratted him out. He ended up getting, you know, they basically forfeited all the games before that he played in because he was a grown man playing
against kids.
Literally a man amongst kids.
Hey, at least he wasn't like playing JV.
Oh God!
Because then that's really embarrassing. Yeah. I mean, you're so sorry that you still didn't make varsity.
They said that he played somewhere for like some semi-professional team, and then got cut from that. And was like, well,
fucking going back to high school.
Try it again.
That but, actually happened. On the AAU team I played for, with Coach Jim and David. Like, we had this dude. He was so nice, bro. But he was, I don't even know how old he was. He probably was like 21.
He was 30.
Yeah, he looked 30 though.
But he was not, like, he had was, the Greg Oden thing.
We was all in like. We had to be at like 11, like ranging from 11 to like 9th grade or whatever. And bruh, dude was, I ain't gonna name his name, but I'm getting better at that. But he was nice, bro.
What
like,
was his name?
Yeah. But, I mean, you expected to be nice when you grown playing
but
against freshmen.
I know,
in high
but
school.
I, like, he was way too nice, bro. Like, cause you know how, like, you know, like, I play amongst like people from the neighborhood. That's way like older than us at Cathedral, and they good. He was like, y'all remember? I don't know if you remember Meech, but like y'all remember Jordan? We used to call him Jordan at Cathedral. Y'all,
remember
dark skinned dude, right?
Yeah. He was like, bro.
But low key, if you really look, go back and look, was he really that good?
He wasn't.
He could just dunk, right? Because that's a Chris thing. Mm-hmm. If you can jump, you can play basketball. So on that situation, who do you blame? Do you blame him or the coach who probably already knew he was old?
Definitely the coach.
Definitely the coach.
He had to know he was old. I mean, look at his face.
I mean, but in all actuality, like, think about Garrett when we was in high school. You remember Garrett Meek?
Yep.
Yeah, but Garrett was a grade behind.
But I'm just saying.
Oh, so he's legit older.
Yeah.
But he still had, I walked into my biology class, and I was like, oh, shit, we got a black teacher.
But
he was in the ninth grade.
But he acted like a kid. If you really talk to him.
Yeah, I know.
This is one thing about looking like a kid.
See, but
or looking like a grown man and acting like a kid. This nigga looked like a grown man. I guarantee that nigga was just like, I'm the man, walking around school like he was the guy. Probably didn't go to school. He probably just showed up at practice.
I think he was still failing. He probably still stupid. I mean, to even do that, you got something wrong.
That's true.
So, he probably wasn't that bright. He probably was confused about the plays. Because, you know, if he was smart and actually, like, that good, he wouldn't have to go back to high school and try again.
That's true.
Yeah, he tried to reset his whole, was it my player career?
Yeah. He tried to give himself 4 more years of eligibility.
But nah, can someone explain to me this, what was it, the college football game where the dude was like 25 or 26?
Oh, nah. So, in college football, you get them older guys, a lot of times they probably play baseball, play minor leagues, didn't make it and decided to go to college. Because Chris Winkie was the same way. Mm-hmm. But this one guy, he's like 30.
Like legit
30. Turning 30 next year.
But that's because
and transferring.
But that's because of, like, the pandemic, and he has the worst knees out of, like.
No. Not the guy with the bad knees. Because, yes, that guy. But they gave all the college football guys an extra year of eligibility on top of what they already had. But this dude just. Already old as shit, nigga married with kids and shit, still playing college football, and then transferring to another school.
Why would they allow that?
Shouldn't there be an age? What's the age restriction for college?
There's no
for
age.
Athletics, there should be
no,
one.
No,
right?
You got years.
I could go to college right now, and I have 4 years of eligibility.
There was a 38-year-old playing at South Carolina State.
That's
with
why J.R. Smith could golf at North Carolina A&T.
He's golfing.
But that's golf.
Okay.
It's still college
sports. Still college sports.
But when we mention college sports, you think of the main sports, baseball, football, basketball.
No, because other sports, there's people that's old as fuck playing some of them other sports. They just not getting the buzz that a college football, college basketball is going to give them. So it's a bunch of old motherfuckers out there. He ain't the first. He ain't going to be the last.
Got a chance.
I do. I still got a chance to go D1.
But you know what, though? It kind of reminds me of back in 10th grade, ROTC.
Stop covering your mouth, B.
Oh, back in ROTC, I was in 9th grade, and one of the teachers, and he ain't gonna listen to the joint, but he know what he did. But what?
I'm waiting.
Man, I don't care. I'm a damn job. I don't care, bro. But First Sergeant Vaughn, cool dude, cool teacher. But like,
he was my teacher too.
Man, he was cool as a mug. So we had this basketball tournament, and you could only use players from ROTC, but everybody was ass. So he went and got Cedric and Deshaun from JV. They was nice as a mug.
Oh, yeah, I know them.
And he had them two alone play on the team for this holiday tournament. Bro, we was busting ass. Well, they was busting ass. Like,
Took himself out of it immediately.
I barely got the game, bro. But what I did, it was terrible. But I got that chip, though.
Still James Jones. He got all the accolades that LeBron got. Going to 8 straight finals appearances because he was with him in Miami and then followed him to Cleveland.
He got paid too.
Like wherever you go, I go.
Right.
So smart.
we got something going on here.
We together.
We can make history together.
Oh my God, he probably still doing stuff together too.
Yeah, he making backdoor trades and shit.
Speaking of trades, So your team, Meech, traded Rui Hachimura to your team, Gail, for Kendrick Nunn and some three picks. Second round picks, right?
Yeah. Wait, why are you leaving me out of this, man?
Because we don't know what team you like.
But I mean, like I said, I like Hachimura, so I'm happy for him because we weren't utilizing him properly, and then he wasn't even really getting playing time like that. I can't even remember the last game I seen him in, but we always do something stupid. I don't know what type of relationship we have with the Lakers that we always
just trade good players to them.
Or
it's literally the same players from the Wizards 3 years ago. Mm. Back to the Lakers.
But nah, I'm talking about we got involved with the trade for Anthony Davis to go to the Lakers.
Facts. Yeah, they helped facilitate that trade. Yeah.
So just why are we always what is it? What is it? All right.
They tried to get LeBron to come to DC at the end of his career.
All right, you know what? We'll help them out. We'll take Russ. Y'all get Kuzma. But
I think that helped Washington, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, he's Kuzma? He's been playing good this year, But that's the only thing that Lakers has done that benefited us.
Mm-hmm. Because Kendrick Nunn don't benefit y'all, dude.
Neither teams, because he's garbage.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. So, look, Kendrick Nunn.
So, Miami just made him look good.
Yeah.
But the thing
that was the bubble year.
He had one good season, but it was the season of didn't nobody know who he was. I can't remember who their point guard was at the time. Got hurt. He comes in.
Dragic, I think.
Yeah, he comes in, dropping buckets, gets hurt, comes back. Everybody feels like you could drop buckets, so you're a part of the game plan now.
And
you haven't done nothing since.
Damn.
He got hurt in Miami, then he was hurt in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's on the Wizards behind.
Guess I'll see him at Rose Bowl in a week.
Probably.
What about for y'all end, Gail?
He's a good, what you call it, 3-and-D type of player. He can't shoot. It's just the coaching. I don't know if they can use him correctly.
Apparently they say he's going to start. I think he's starting tonight. With I think AD's coming back too.
Man, fuck AD, man. He's garbage. Well, I said this 3 years. Boy, when did I say it? I said, why the fuck we traded for this guy, man? He's garbage.
He got y'all a chip, though.
No, he didn't.
No, the bubble got them a chip.
Look,
LeBron got him a chip.
I just wanted to hear you say that.
Hey.
Nah. If you go back and look at the bubble, that shit was bogus as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Why? No,
because people were cooking that never cooked. That
we not about to
stay. Hasn't cooked since.
That's gonna go into a whole. Yeah,
we might. We not gonna dive.
I'm just saying, save it for later. TB continued.
Mm-hmm. But nah, he's a good trade. We still gonna make the play in off of that. That's what we're playing for. The play in.
The way I looked last night, don't look like y'all gonna make nobody play in. Because that goes to my next point. LeBron looked like he was completely checked out on the bench.
That's the one. Nah, man, he wants to pad his stats. That's it. Because he don't care about the team no more. He just want to get
the
these
team,
stats.
The team, sorry.
He really don't care. He's
what kind of role 46. Model are you doing? Like,
he deleted that tweet.
You're the best player, and you just going to walk off on the team.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
Come on, bro. You trying to be a role model for these
Tom
young
Brady
hoopers.
Do it,
so, no.
He don't do
but
that.
But here's the thing, though.
Tom Brady do that.
Oh, he do well. He's white.
Tom Brady doesn't have as much influence on the roster as LeBron does. Because you can't be mad at the dude that you told him to bring in.
Right. You had the control of the roster.
Ain't nobody
as you
tell you
in.
To ask for Winnie and Gabriel.
Who? Ain't nobody asked him.
Exactly.
What?
That man got two first names.
That motherfucker looked like Manu Bol with an American name.
Say, he black too. He purple.
He half Sudanese, man.
He full Sudanese.
Nah, he half.
What's the other half?
His mom is American, I think.
Yeah, right.
I looked him up, bro.
Unless his mother, Whoopi Goldberg. That nigga
black. I mean, shit. Could happen. Them Sudanese genes are strong, fam. Mm.
Everything is dark. His eyes, his lips.
His gums.
Your ass.
Yo. Even the inside of his palms is black. Let me stop. That's colorism. I gotta cut that out.
Exactly. So
shout out.
Ain't nobody say nothing when you had that look. I'm just joking.
But you know, like, so even at the, so before I came over, I saw on Instagram this heckler. He purposely went courtside just to heckle LeBron during halftime. Mm-hmm. So he was LeBron was walking in the tunnel, and heckler was like, "Yo, bro, you gotta get that shit together." I'm pretty sure he was like, "You bitch ass nigga," and because LeBron instantly turned and was about to like walk over like on some Shannon Sharp shit. LeBron, and it's like,
that nigga ain't fought nobody since he was like 2.
Right. I get that, but it's just like, man, like, I think what people don't really, I think people consider, but don't really consider how much pressure a lot of these athletes be under. A lot of it's self-imposed, but still, like, I mean, everybody know, yeah, he losing. I mean,
the thing about it is, people are doing things like, everybody's on joke time. Mm. And it's just like, now, how would you feel if he came to your job and, you know, did the same thing to you while you under pressure? You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
You at your computer typing, and he like, "You type us little shit, you bitch ass nigga. Like, hurry that shit up. Like, you got grammatical errors all in your shit, you dumb ass nigga. Like, look at these dumb ass emails you sent."
Man. Like, how would you I think somehow, that's like, I actually am surprised LeBron reacts to that shit, because you've been hearing that shit for 20 years. At this point, it should be like, white noise. Just keep
but,
it moving.
But the thing is, I just feel that, you know, you ignore it so much that you always got that one day.
Yeah.
That you don't, like I said.
If he was winning, he wouldn't have even heard it.
But you never know what a person is going through in their personal
life. I totally agree. But I just feel like.
So stop playing with people all the
certain
time.
Certain people, I feel like certain people at certain times. It kind of speaks to the lack of respect that he gets, mm-hmm. because truth be told, Kobe, he would have heard it and then dropped 50 just because he said something.
He dropped 46.
He dropped 40. Yeah. He did. They just still lost.
They just suck.
Yeah, but Kobe would have won.
I don't know about that one.
Nah, he probably would have lost.
Not with this squad.
Nah, with this squad, yes. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But I just feel like people just don't respect him, and especially being in L.A., being in L.A. is like being in New York. So people expect so much of you because of what the fuck is going on. And that motherfucker might be a thug that's talking shit to you. So he's hoping you do some shit so he can be like, "I'm the nigga that killed LeBron." You know what I'm saying?
He doing that shit on, like I said, everybody wants to go viral. He was just doing that shit for social media.
Man, mm-hmm. That joint went viral like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Anything LeBron does don't go viral, though. Mm.
Yeah.
Every time he done lied about reading a book, that went viral.
He been on page one
for the last 20 years.
I mean, you got to start a book somewhere. Why y'all hate? Come on, man. Get to the top. Y'all know what would you tell 18-year-old Bron?
Finish that book. That's what I'm telling
you. I was going to tell y'all about my crazy-ass story.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So I had two situations. So, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm not one to call women bitches. Mm. But sometimes there's some bitches out there. Mm. So I had a situation Saturday. Girl had a fake ID. I caught her. Told me show you. She tried to show me. She finally showed me her real ID. She wasn't old enough. So she's already kind of intoxicated. I'm trying to just deal with it. She calls the promoter. Promoter comes, tries to talk. I was like, at that point, I was already done because she was disrespectful as shit. Because she goes to a prestigious HBCU, she's like, "Oh, I'm educated, this, that, and third." Then she says, "I know what 2 times 2 is." So I'm going to indulge her. This is before she pissed me off. She says 8.
Huh, what?
She said 2 times 2 is 8. And I looked at her like, "You might need to go back to school because you're in the wrong school." So she gets she finally gets aggravated. So she tries to sneak into our exit door. Security's there. Put her out. She tries to bum rush through the front door. Of course, she's not getting past my big ass. Mm-hmm. Then she start going, getting disrespectful. "Oh, your hair fucked up. Your nose ring wrong. You uneducated. You broke. You make $10 an hour." I'm like, "Yeah, you're still outside. Mm-hmm. So sit your ass outside."
Damn. Man, that's crazy.
Oh, no, people get disrespectful. Because as soon as a security guard doesn't do what you want them to do, now they only make $5 an hour. Mm. And they broke. And it's the only thing they can do in life. They're not educated. Though I'm not none of that, but it's funny. Mm-hmm. So Sunday comes. So, you know, Toxic King was in the city. Mm-hmm. So we stayed open a little later.
The whores was out.
You don't know who Toxic King is?
Damn.
This nigga.
Did you read our text messages?
Toxic King.
Future.
Who you? Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Because it's like his face. He just...
That's the face of disappointment. And you laughing.
So we stayed open late. So then we get, tables came a little later because we had like a super dead period, like for like 3-4 hours when nobody was in the city. Everybody was at the concert. So we had this one table that was paying her tab late after we closed. So they paid her tab. I knew the girl who had the table. I told her, hey, it's time to go. So she had two friends that just didn't want to get up. So I'm like, yo, you got to get up. One girl has a little wine glass and she's like, oh, somebody stole my jacket. The table that was next to us. Can you do something? I'm already irritated at this point. I'm like, they're gone. What do you want me to do? Your jacket gone. Like, somebody's warm and you're not going to be warm. Right. But you still got to leave. So then she gets up. She's like, oh, they disrespectful here. That's why they broke. That's why they only make $5 an hour, going back to the same thing. So then she had a big girlfriend who just wanted to jump in and start acting like a dickhead. So she's like, oh, you must want to get a raise. I'm like, no, I just want you to leave because we're closed. It's time for you to go so we can go home. So then she's taking her time going down the steps. And you know, you already know how it is, Frio. So I'm like, man, just go. Just like, it's over. Everybody's gone. Y'all the only ones here. You need to go. Oh, yeah. I don't like him. And you cool. I'm like, I had to tell my staff, don't say nothing to him. Just let him go. So then we get to the top steps. Now they want to stop and do all this other shit. Just being bitches for no reason. Like, I ain't going to lie. I got mad. Mm-hmm. I started spazzing because I started getting real mad. I started wanting to kick the hoe down the steps. Because it's like, you're doing too much. Because at that point, nobody else is in the building but them. Mm-hmm. And we're like, yo, like, when you get off work, you want to go home. Same thing for my guys.
Right.
Like, they got to go home. They want to go home. Can you just get out the way? So then she comes to the door, down to the exit door, and then tries to, like, stop and take more time, right? I'm just like, bro, like, you got to go. So then my security guard was at the bottom of the steps. He opened the door for him. She want to take a selfie. I grabbed this nigga and said, come inside, close the door. She tried to come back. Oh, I didn't get my jacket. I said, the fucking jacket's gone, bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
You know, you should just have more stories of your security. This is so...
It's I don't always have... I mean, if I have it, I'll tell it, but it's not always a story. But that one, those two pissed me the fuck off. Because, like, you didn't even have to be like that.
Yeah.
Like, bruh, it's 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Don't you got work on Monday?
And people just want to be disrespectful. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody gets a kick out of being disrespectful and going around to tell the story. And we did this and we did that. And just wanting to feel important and entitled.
Mm. Yeah. When you ain't none of that. Like, you didn't even buy the table. You just drinking off of free liquor.
So was it one of these fat, sloppy joints?
Oh, she was super sloppy.
Oh, God damn. The tube top don't even.
She looked like Lizzo, but not as cool.
The fat slopping over the top.
Yeah. Yeah, with a cat suit on.
Looking like a goddamn wrestler.
Bam, bam, Bigelow.
Nah, but that shit just irritating, bro. Like, it's like, I don't really. And then the staff was surprised because I never get mad. But I was fucking heated. Like, I needed to sit down in the corner by myself and collect my thoughts. That's how mad I was. Because, I mean, I had to deal with some other people that were friends with promoters. Another girl tried to ignore me, but she's just stupid. So whenever she comes, she gives me a hard time, and I'm not going to disappoint her. I'm going to give her a hard time, too.
You've seen her before?
Yeah. Not the big girl. It was another girl. Because we have promoters that like to cape for people that be disrespectful to staff.
They like
No. This the wow. Those two girls were not with promoters. I'm talking about a separate situation. It was a lot of shit that happened that weekend. I just happened. That happened. Those are the two ones that I wanted to share. Mm. So it was stupid.
It's a good story right there. Talking about these big hoes and shit.
Diary of a Mad Black Security.
Wow. Bitch, I ain't mad. What are you talking
about? that's the segment right there. Down River Bad Black Security.
Because other times, I don't even be mad. Meech has been there when I've had situations, and I don't even react a lot of times. I just be like, all right, bro. Okay. All right.
Because I was thinking, like, what should we call this? Tales from the Lounge. That was a good one.
A Brooklyn Story or something. I don't know.
Oh, man. No, that was a good story, though. Like,
it wasn't a good story.
I mean, it's not a good story for you, but it was just like, it's like, dang, man, you really be going through some bullshit for no reason.
Man, that's not even not the worst thing I had to deal with. I had to deal with a guy who came in. It was his birthday. He came in with a crown on his head. He got so drunk, he tried to whip his dick out.
Oh, man.
So he was like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? So then he got aggravated and started pushing his own people in the section, right?
I thought he got aggravated. He was going to start jacking up. Like,
so his wife, like, I had to walk up to him, like, yo, you better calm the fuck down. You got to go. His wife gonna stand in between me and him and say, oh no, I got him. Then he pushed her. I said, that's it. So I moved her out of the way and yanked that motherfucker. That nigga head snapped like a goddamn twig. Went forward and backwards. And he almost hit his face on the wall. That's how hard I pulled him. Mm. And I was about to drag him down the steps. Then he finally calmed his ass down and walked down and left out.
You done shook all the alcohol out, my man.
Was his dick still out?
He was trying to. The guy that was the security guard in the section went up there and stopped him. Then I walked up because I saw it going down, and I walked up, and then that's okay. When all that shit came down. But we need to get into this topic.
Anybody gonna be beating dicks? It's gonna be me.
Shut your ass. Yeah, so let's get in our topic, man.
Yeah.
Who wants to explain the topic?
Legal pad man over there got it.
All right, so we will be taking the time to share the wisdom that we've acquired over these years to give knowledge to our younger selves and to motivate our younger selves. We picked two premier ages, 18 and 25, and what we would say to ourselves at those two different points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess we need to start off, since we're starting off at 25.
We're starting off at 25?
I mean, not 25, 18, I'm sorry. Cocaine. But no, so at 18, how many of y'all was actually 18 before you got out of high school? I think I was. You were too, Gil.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely.
Beast was still 15 when he graduated. And you were still, okay, so it's around the same. So we're basically either just finishing high school or going into college.
I was in my second year.
Of college?
Mm-hmm.
At 18?
Yeah.
When you first turned 18, you wasn't at PG?
Yeah.
So I was at your second year. You graduated in 2007.
Yeah.
So you turned 18 in 2007.
At the end. Yeah.
In October.
Mm-hmm.
How's that your second year?
I'm smart.
Your ass up.
Hey, that's going for me.
I'm like, the math didn't make up. As soon as he said second year, I was like, there's no way. So we're all going into college. Where are we at mentally at 18? Where you at, Frio? You first.
I mean, at 18, I was like at college, but still had no real clue of like what I wanted to do, what field I should take up. I was in college, but for no reason.
Yeah. That's
I think that's how we all felt, for real.
Definitely. Well, yeah. Kinda. So for me, I was supposed to be only in college for 2 semesters because I was supposed to go to Salisbury to play football. But I was lying to myself because I really didn't want to play football no more. So when I got to PG and I got a job, I was like,
there's the way out right there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was like meaningless to me. at that time, I was still trying to follow that path of like my parents and what an African kid or Nigerian kid is supposed to be on, which is get good grades, get a degree, get a job, and not just get a degree, but get a degree that looks good and is considered respectable. And so at that time, I was trying to be an accounting degree, and I hated accounting, but I'm thinking about the money. Same thing with, and in accounting or econ, economics or whatever like that. And also at the same time, I was still trying to like play basketball, hoping that, all right, well, I'm gonna play JUCO and I'm gonna try to get a scholarship. So yeah. So that was my path. It's kind of crazy because it's like, man, I know we talking about 18, but like around that time, that was my life. Right. Watching highlights. I was an actual NBA fan. I was an actual Wizards fan.
We all changed. All right.
So, oh, Gail, what about you?
See, 18, so that means like first year basically, right? First semester at mm-hmm. PG. So I didn't know what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You know how the foreign parents, they always want to force you to education. So
how long had you been speaking English when you was 18?
God damn.
I just learned it. I was at the I had to take intro to English, you know that.
He was on East Hall in right. college. Oh man.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I was either, because I was a psych major in high school, and I like that. I like psychology, but you know, Filipino parents specifically want you to go in a medical field, nursing. You have to go to nursing.
Nothing. Nursing.
Oh, you was trying to be a nurse.
Yeah.
And then the psychology part lets me know why he was dating his ex.
Wow.
Dang. Jesus.
Gosh. Wow. Whew. That was deep. That was before. That was 25.
That was the dark end.
Damn, you went more forward on the topic, my guy.
So in relationship to where we were and how we like envision us at 18, did it match?
Match.
Like your vision of who you when you were like 9. Thinking okay. about how you're gonna be at 18. Did that vision at 9 matched with the reality at 18?
Hell no, not at all. That was different. Like, I didn't even think of like being like a psychology major at all. I was thinking of, because you know, when you grow up watching like all these type of movies, I was gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna be this firefighter, be a policeman, whatever. I actually wanted to be like a policeman, just because.
Oh hell no, we all going to jail.
It's because I was just so like infatuated with like the guns and shit, basically.
So you sure you all for wrong, be in the NBA?
All for the wrong reasons. I mean, realistically, no. Everybody can dream.
No, I mean, realistically, I thought that I seen Muggsy Bogues, so I was like, shit, I'm almost as tall as him now. So I got a chance. Man. I was working hard for that.
Man, same. Like, I thought I was going to graduate on time. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to go straight to Maryland, straight out of high school. And I thought I was going to, like, I started basketball late in, like, 10th grade. I thought, like, okay, cool, I can make this. I'm really telling people, yeah, I'm going to go to the NBA. Like, and people looking at me like, nigga, just get a real job.
I might have been one of them people. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna hold you.
How much did Farley playing ball contribute to you wanting to play ball?
Oh, heavily. He was the one that got me into playing basketball. Cause he kept saying, he kept saying, like, yo, man, you should try for the basketball team, getting me to train, all that stuff. And for real, it was really the training part. Because I didn't think that – I didn't really have much interest in basketball. I was also afraid of working out. I just didn't see that far ahead. So he just kept nagging and nagging and nagging. And I was like, all right, man, okay, I'll do it. And so –
he was just trying to get you to feel the same torture he was going through.
It was rough. But nah, yeah, Stephon really is the reason why I started playing basketball, for real.
Like, you just realized that talking now, you just, oh, shit.
You know, I've always known, but I forgot. I forgot because it's been so long. Basketball was not, or at least trying out for the team, for real. It just wasn't on my radar. It wasn't. So,
I mean, honestly, I didn't think Stephon was going to like play basketball. And because when we used to go to his house, he never played. So I was like, the fuck he doing playing basketball? He ain't playing Boys and Girls Club. He ain't do none of that. So, yeah, that's why I asked you that, because I figured, I was like, it made sense. Y'all live next to each other. At some point, somebody, hey, wanna go train with me?
Right. Man, I used to hate it. Oh my God, I used to hate the training, man. He'd be like, yeah, let's go run a mile. I'm like, shit, a mile nonstop? What?
Sounds crazy.
Let's go to the
now.
Field. Let's run to the weight room.
Right.
And work out and then run back. Oh hell no. Nah. But then I'd always think back to, man, I could have had a 40-inch vertical, too, if I just took it seriously.
I think you're born with that. He
really worked at that shit.
I was doing training, too. I was cutting grass with a weight vest on.
No, he was doing slavery.
But I had the bounce, though. Yeah. I had the 40. But I needed a 46.
You're like, but, like, so for me, it was like, okay, successful, play football, did well. Do I really want to keep working hard? And then, like, in relation, when I was 9, I wasn't playing football yet. I love football, but I wasn't playing it yet. But I was like, I want to be a professional athlete, like all kids. But I didn't know what else I liked. So my vision of 18 was no vision at all, because I really didn't have no clue of what the fuck that looked like, because my sister was in community college. She's 8 years older than me. So she was in high school when I was 9, I want to say, about to graduate. And she went to community college, and she didn't even finish school. So for me, it was like going into 18, it was like, I don't really know what the fuck to do. My high school coach left, like, during my senior year. So I didn't get to talk to no colleges. I went on a couple college visits, and then, you know, I didn't do what the fuck I was supposed to do in the classroom. So it was like, I had to go to PG if I wanted to continue playing football. And I just didn't want to do that shit. Honestly, I didn't even want to go to school. I did it because I had to. My father paid for that first semester. And he told me, after this, it's on you.
Same thing with me.
So
my
I was like,
did the same thing.
Yeah, so I was like,
that was about to be my excuse to give up.
I was ready not to go. Cause
I was
like,
making $7 an hour. I was like, I can't afford this.
Nigga, what? Yeah, I didn't know how to fill out FAFSA.
Nope.
Like, just was let down. But, like, going into college, it was like, I'm just taking it. I learned how much I didn't learn in high school when I took the placement test. Remember the placement test at PG? Yeah. Fucking remedial math. I thought I was smart in English and remedial English. I'm sitting there looking like, hold on. So I'm about to take all these classes that have no credits.
Yeah.
Just to take classes that have credits. So how long am I going to be here? Yeah. That's what I was thinking. And I don't even think I ever got out of math, because I just stopped taking math classes. It was like, what the fuck? I learned more about math working than I did in school.
I get you. I feel you.
So, like, it was just like, what the fuck am I doing this for? You know? Like, my man got the Afro Thunder Bush.
Don't worry about it.
He looked like Otis. No, he looked like dude from South Central.
I know somebody like it.
But, like, it was like, do y'all feel like
it was just unnecessary pressure put on us to go to school? Or do you think it would have been more beneficial not to go to school right after high school so we could kind of figure out what the hell we want out of life?
That's what I feel. That's, I got that written down.
I didn't really know. Well, you know, I don't know. Like, it seemed frowned upon to consider going to, like, trade school. So, like.
Back then.
Yeah, back then.
Yeah.
But who cares?
So.
Who cares now?
I mean, that's. What?
So, the advice you would give your 18-year-old self now, with that state of mind, knowing where you was at, what would be the advice? Let's start off with the quiet guy.
All right. So, I would tell my younger self to actually put effort into school. Because even though you hate school, it will pay off in the long run. Even if it's not at college, you can go to trade school. Even though it's frowned upon, you can actually make good money doing whatever trades out there that you're interested in. Like, even electrician, they make good money.
Yep.
And you can work for yourself.
Exactly.
100%.
And just, even though, you know, fucking school is annoying.
School is terrible.
Like,
it's jail.
Just actually put your effort into it. Because you know, when you put effort into it, like, it's actually easy.
So, my thing is this. Let me ask you this while it's on my mind. You were in IB, right?
Yeah.
So, you were in IB. You was in a isolated kind of college-like classes. Mm-hmm. Is that the reason why you kind of didn't put in the effort in college?
Yeah, because I think so. Because when I put effort into that class, it was very easy. Like, I had good grades in it because I paid attention. I liked that class. I liked psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I got to college, like, I wasn't interested. Like, once you lose interest in whatever you're trying to pursue, that's it.
You really don't ever find a love again.
That's it.
All right, so what about you, Frio? What advice would you have given yourself?
All right. Well, I'm going to just run through these real quick because I got a few. The first thing would be basically, like, take your time. Because I feel that, you kind of rush yourself to be like, all right, yeah, by this age I want to do this, and by this age I want to do that. Or it's like my parents was here at this point in time in their life. So I would say, like, just take your time. The other thing I would tell myself, like, just listen. Like, people were telling me stuff, but I wasn't listening to a lot of shit that I should have been listening to. I would tell myself to stay creative, read some more,
keep going.
Yeah, like,
he threw him off.
But no, like you said, but like, explore as many options as you can, because you don't really know, like, what you may like or what you might not like. Like, I would tell myself to, like, trust myself, because you know yourself more than anybody else does. So, like, don't listen to what, you know, other people trying to project their feels onto you. Like, trust yourself and make a decision for yourself. And then also, that I had two people, a guy named Selwyn and my Uncle Jay. They basically taught me how to do a lot of carpentry things when I was young. So I was just like, I would tell myself, like, that's a trade that you can use. Like, use it. Like, continue to
hone it.
Yeah, like, hone in on that, because I could have been working for myself by the age of 21.
That's fair. Totally true. For me, I probably would be like, find something you like and stick to it. Because I was flying by the seat of my pants at 18. I kept saying, I remember I said my major is going to be sports management. I didn't know what the fuck that was. Like, what is sports management? Like, what is the definition?
But no, I get it though, because I wanted to do something related to sports too, but I just didn't know what.
I would also tell myself, stop letting your father influence who you are and what you want to be. Because at the end of the day, he's going to support you regardless. Mm. And, like, stop comparing who and what you want with other people. Like, I try to compare myself to what Gail's doing, not knowing Gail doesn't know what the fuck he got going on. Compare myself to what Chris is doing, even though I know Chris really wasn't. At that time, I guarantee you, he'll tell you he ain't have a clue.
You should have been nowhere near.
No, but I'm just saying. But you always compare yourself around the people you're around. I'm looking at Tunde. I'm jealous because Tunde's in college. He's actually living the life that I thought I wanted to live. Mm. You know, he was at, I want to say, VTech at the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wanted to go to VTech because I like to play football. Mm-hmm. But the fuck was I going to study at VTech? I'm not an engineer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
The tech part.
But like, you know, seeing like Stephon go away for college to play basketball, I was like, yeah, that's cool. But I was like so busy trying to say, I could do that. I should be that. Instead of saying, looking at myself and saying, what do I really want to be? So figure out what you love. And even if it's not the right thing, try it. And if you fail at it, you have other opportunities to grow and climb. Mm. And that's what I didn't do. I just kind of went with the flow. And I'm like, okay, well, I work at Papa John's. I'll go to PG. I'll hang out there till about 5 o'clock. Come home. Go to Gail's house. Friday night, we'll go to Arundel Mills. Pretend that we want to talk to girls, and we ain't getting no girls. Fake be fresh. Mm-hmm. And then do it all again next week. That was my life, and that's not what I should have been doing. I should have been trying to figure shit out. Luckily for me, later down the line, Coach White kind of put things in perspective for me and helped me find myself, but I should have been on that journey way before then. I always seemed like I had it all, but I ain't had shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? What about you, B?
I got a couple of things. Be more independent. Made me think about like all them times, like around the times when I was just at PG. I remember the conversations that you and I have said, and you'd be like, "Yo, man, don't rely so much on your dad." Cause I'd be like, "Man, my dad gonna take care of everything, man." You know what I'm saying? He say he gonna, you know, give me money, boom, boom, boom. And you're like, "Man, yo, that's cool and all, but that's not cool. Just get a job." So, like, really, take tests. Really? Go ahead. What you want to say?
go ahead.
Really take that seriously, because at the time I'm thinking like, okay, that's, you know, I'm thinking, you know, shit is sweet, but not realizing that in retrospect, my dad like set a lot of expectations and wouldn't follow through with that. And I think, you know, one could argue, I probably get that, you know, from him as well. Just like, all right, well, I'm going to set these expectations, but, you know, I'm going to treat it lightly, not realizing that people are really looking forward to you meeting that expectation and how disappointed people feel like when you don't follow through. So, yeah, that I tell myself to be more serious about time management. And like there was no reason, like,
you still ain't serious about time management.
Tardy B.
Golly.
But can I say one thing before you get to the next point?
Yeah.
People always say they'll do stuff for you, but there's always something that comes with it. There's always gonna be something that's attached to it that they don't mention at the time. Like, I'ma pay this, and then when some shit come down, they put that on you why they couldn't do this, or they blame you for why they couldn't do this because they had to do this for you. And like parents do that shit all the time.
They offer you cigarettes in jail or snacks.
And then they want the booty hole.
Hey, remember them? I gave you cookies for about 2 weeks straight.
I thought you did that because like, you were being payments. Nice.
Booty's more important.
But continue, my brother. But continue.
Oh, man. Nah, that's real, man. Like, and it's, I think that's, before I continue, like, I think that's so unfortunate because it's so misleading. You thinking people just doing stuff out of the kindness of their heart. The whole time, it's like, nah, I want something. Mm-hmm. I won't go. I'm not going to tell you what that is. I'm not going to be honest and transparent. I'm just going to pull it out of my magic hat later on.
Because nothing's ever free.
Yeah. And then when you're upset because you're blindsided, I'm not going to acknowledge that. I'm not going to take accountability for what I did. I'm just going to pour more gas on the gaslight.
Then I'll discredit you amongst other people because you didn't do what I wanted you to do when I needed you to do it. It's always bullshit, but go ahead.
Yeah, but going back to the whole time management thing, aside from today, but I think back to, like, I always struggle with balancing. What? I always struggle with balancing sports and school. And looking back, there was no reason why I couldn't have done both. I've always struggled with procrastination. So just being serious about that, taking English more seriously. Like, I didn't graduate on time because I failed AP English.
Now, I'm going to defend you on this one. Miss Weber was a bitch.
That's all I ever heard.
We had the same class, right?
No, yeah. I had her 11th grade.
Okay.
But my man Jerome had her. Yeah. And he almost was in the same situation.
We
was
in the same class.
Yeah. Yeah. So, nah, fuck her.
Side note, shout out to Jerome. He was funny as shit in that class.
But, like, to this day, she was one of the only people I was taller than at Parkdale. And I wanted to motherfucking Donkey Kong that bitch on the top of her fucking head. I hate her.
But you know what, though? Like, I have a different perspective on that. So, number one, I shouldn't have failed because I love to write. Like, I love, like, if anything, coming out of high school, I thought, like, I was going to be a writer. I thought I was going to be a writer. I've always loved it since elementary school. I thought, if anything, I saw myself being a journalist. And I just didn't take that class seriously.
But I will also say this. A lot of times, the teacher makes the student when it comes to keeping them engaged. Mm-hmm. If you really fuck with a teacher, you're going to do the work because you fuck with the teacher. Because they make the class feel more, like, fun, engaging. Yeah. If the teacher just gives the work, there's no, you got to have, it's like, in order to get somebody to do something for you or participate, you have to have the personality to make them feel like they want to participate. It's what Meech was basically saying.
Yeah.
Like, she, even I remember, I never even had her, I don't remember what she looked like. All I ever heard was, I hate her class, her class is this. But all the good teachers that we've had, we remember.
Right, like Mr. Pavlik. Mr. Pavlik was the shit.
Yeah. Because they made
I didn't even have Mr. Chincota.
Yes, me neither.
Hey. Everybody loved Mr. Me neither.
To this day. That's my guy. Mr. Yeah. Adams, that's my guy. Because
like Mr. Twine. Mm-hmm. I ain't had Mr. Twine. Everybody loved Mr. Twine. Mr. Chincota. Like, all the art teachers was the cool teachers.
Yeah. Because they were a little bit more down to earth. They didn't look at themselves as high and mighty above everybody. Mm-hmm. A lot of English teachers were like that.
Yeah.
Because they all said they want to carry themselves like they're above. And how you going to get me to really want to learn this shit if you're looking down on me, looking down on me as soon as I walk into the door?
Yeah. Mm. And then shout out Miss Carney.
Oh, yeah. I ain't have her.
Like, she was cool. She was like.
I ain't have her.
I couldn't stand.
No, she was psychology for me.
I had psychology.
I had her for history. And something else.
Mm.
But, like, she was by far, like, not by far. I say Mr. Rice was by far my favorite teacher at Parkdale. Rest in peace, Mr. Rice. Mm. But, like, Miss Connie, like, I'm glad that I had her because she made sure that we learned about other black people besides just always.
The same ones.
The same ones. Yeah. 100%. Like, she told me a lot of shit.
Mm.
That's real shit. Like, but.
Shout out to her.
So, wait, are you done or you still got some?
I got a couple more. I'm almost done. Stand tall, stand up for yourself, and don't cower, especially when people clown you.
I can say that to myself, too.
Hmm?
I can say, no, honestly, no, I can say that to myself, too, because.
I was a clowner. I used to.
No. He ain't talking about the cruel jokes. I mean, the funny jokes. It was a lot of cruel jokes that used to come at B. And honestly, even within our circle, people will play cruel, say cruel things to him.
I know.
So, like, you know, after a while, you're laughing, but as you grow, you're like, why the fuck would you say that? And that's supposed to be your man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, Chris used to, I'm going to say it, put it out there. Chris used to do it, but Chris was the first one to try to fight for Beast when somebody tried to fuck with Beast. You know what I'm saying?
That don't make up for it, though.
It don't, but still. No, but it's like, you know, sometimes it's like, because our friendship is a brotherhood, you can crack on my brother, but I can crack on my brother, but you can't.
Yeah.
Right.
It was kind of like that. And I understand, you know, but as we grown, he doesn't do it like that anymore because, you know, he's supposed to evolve.
Not even like that. He don't do it at all.
Yeah.
Like, he don't even, it's like a distant memory. I can't remember the last time he cracked a joke on me. And it's just like, man, like.
No.
Man, I would, you know, give props to him. Like, just, I always like to acknowledge people's growth because it used to be so, like, a lot. We'd be in a group chat.
It'd be mean-spirited jokes. Like, a lot of mean-spirited jokes.
Yeah. But he ain't cracked a joke in years, bro. And I also want to thank you too, man. Like, you'd always stand up for me, like, when I didn't have the courage to, you know, stick up for myself and say, like, yo, this ain't cool. Yeah. I would see them.
But that's because I used to get made fun of. Because I remember I couldn't see, and the jokes was always, I can't see. But they didn't know the family situation was. We couldn't afford for me to get glasses.
Mm.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Like, people don't know. Kids tell jokes that don't understand the whole thing. So, like, I'd feel the way because it's like, why they keep making fun of him? Especially us being African. People always want to make the African jokes. Don't know what the fuck goes on in our house. Don't know the kind of trauma we deal with and all within our own families.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit is fucking traumatizing. You go to church. Imagine at 180 pounds. I'm 6'2". I'm getting called fat.
That don't even make sense.
Mm. But I'm getting called fat by my own family, by my church people, by my family that I haven't even met yet. Mm-hmm. Like, all the motherfuckers, they see a picture of me, oh, he's fat.
Mm.
I can bench press you. You feel me? But, you know, it's like, this shit is crazy. I'm sorry for cutting you off, B.
Nah, you good. Misha, I know you had mentioned, like, you used to make fun of me. And I didn't know how to... And I accept your apology. Like, I mean, I know you haven't done it in a long time. And the way you do it now, it's like, it's funny. Because it's like, okay, I could... Before, you know what it was? It was always, I didn't feel comfortable dishing jokes back.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize, like, oh, okay, I can dish jokes back. Like, okay. It was always like, shit, well, I'm going to just keep taking it. But nah, man, I appreciate that, man. Because there were times I was like, shit, I don't really know how to. He used to kind of like strong arm me. Like, I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what to do.
But, like, it's funny. It's crazy you say that, though. Because, like, you know how many times that it's like you said, I got picked on for being short, being small, all those things. So it's like, people would try to bully me and everything. So it's like, when it would be bigger people than me and I'm like pushing them around or like talking about them for like I would be, I guess, like how Monique always talked about skinny females. I always joned on tall guys, like all the time. So, you know,
Jim Jones at PG.
So it was just like for me, it was just like, you know, nobody talks bad about the tall people. Everybody always got short jokes. And then it was, like, it got to the point where people were saying, like, oh, you're a bully because you're always picking on people and you're always doing this, you're always doing that. Like, oh, wait a minute. Like, how did I become the villain here? Like, where were you guys at
when I was getting picked on?
When I was getting picked on, you know? Motherfuckers just walk up, you know, motherfuckers used to just walk up behind me and pick me up by my ears.
Mm. Damn.
Mm-hmm. For real?
That's fucking crazy. Yeah, people used to fuck with him.
That's crazy.
That's why I fucked with him because... He always, you could never tell if the motherfucker was dealing with the shit the way that I would deal with the shit. Because I don't know if I probably would have been fighting every fucking day if people did the shit that he was doing to him.
He tried to fight people now.
No.
But that's why. Especially once I started realizing people couldn't fight. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm about to beat ass.
I want to say this one last thing. This is the last thing I'm gonna be done. But, and I think this just goes for like any 18-year-old is that like there's so much more life ahead. Like I know we talking between 18 and 25, but even that gap, even 18 to 25, let alone 30, 18 to 25, that's a shit ton of time. Mm-hmm. Like
we ton of time.
I remember
real Cali out here. Like
I remember senior year. Like I remember senior year where we'd be stressing about senior dudes and getting into college. Like if we don't get into college and if we don't pass, then our life is over. And teachers, man, some teachers ain't shit. They was like, "Oh, if you don't do this, your life is over." Like, bruh, like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's a fucked up thing to say to an 18-year-old who's already dealing with anxiety.
Yeah,
like I really thought when I didn't graduate on time, like I was like, shit. But then it's like, okay, you don't graduate on time. Okay, you go to summer school, then you graduate, then you start school, then you got all this time to figure out your major. There's this whole stigma of like, oh, well, you need to have graduated 4 years. I graduated in, like, six. Like,
I still didn't graduate.
And guess what, Sid? If you even wanted to go back. I don't give a fuck. I know, but I'm saying, like for people in general, like they could easily be like, oh, shit, well, it's too late to go to college. Shit, what? You still got time.
It was people in my college classes that was in their 50s. Yeah.
It was motherfuckers in their 50s in my English class that I took at PG Plaza. It was a Saturday morning, 8 a.m. class.
And it's crazy. We looking at them like, I remember like, I'd have people like in their late 20s, 30s. And like, I'm like, dang, y'all motherfuckers. Oh, and whole time they thinking how I'm thinking now. Like,
And they were always the most excited ones to be in the class.
Yep.
Because they had young that motherfuckers hindsight. Used to
get on your fucking nerves. You want to talk like, bitch, we out of high school, man. You ain't getting serious.
We paid for this.
Exactly.
I'm going to say this to close out 18. Don't feel ashamed because you're in community college.
Oh, that's the one right there.
That is the one.
Because niggas used to call it 13th grade. 13th Fuck grade. No. Because you don't pay for 12th grade. You don't pay for 11th grade. So.
And to add to that, like, I'd rather take calculus in community college than a 4 year. My bruh.
Big facts.
When I got to Maryland, when I transferred, like my man's like, yeah, man, this is my coursework. I was like, man, fuck. I actually like calculus at PG. I wouldn't dare. Fine.
Nah, that shit wasn't calculus at PG, man.
People be so
that shit was algebra one.
Algebra one, bro.
So got a calculus credit.
So let's fast forward. So, you know, we talked about 18. Now we're at 25. So the way I look at it, 25 is that's when you really are an adult. 18, you're still a kid. You don't really know what's going on. 25, you've had a little bit more.
Yeah, you're still a kid.
What?
I said 21, you're still a kid.
Yeah. So 20, that's why I say 25, you're really an adult because more responsibility comes in your lap. You become more, you're more in charge of your life than you would be at 18. Because at 18, especially in community college, you still have to answer to somebody. You know, you get to 25, you kind of like at a point where you make decisions. And the decisions are the consequences of that decision don't just go to your parents, it goes to you. So like, where were we at 25? I can go first if you guys want me to go first.
No, I'll go first.
All right, go first. All right,
so 25, I was at the Ups. So I was still going to school at that time, but the Ups was paying for school.
Yeah.
So I kind of like took it a little for granted. Like, all right, cool. I just, you know, just breeze by this class.
Back to high school, free education.
Yeah, free education, basically. Yeah. So I was, once again, breezing through, not taking it seriously when I should have. Because if I took it seriously, I would have been
done.
Yeah, I would have been done.
Uh-huh.
So 25. All right, so I was still there at the Ups. I don't know. Like, I would have just told my 25-year-old self, like, all right, you have responsibilities now, and you're still in school. Mm-hmm. But take advantage while you still can of the school.
Facts. So I could also say that you look at your family at 25, your parents are older.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not what they, like, we have an image of our parents when we're young, of them being vibrant, lively, they're younger, they're more energetic. You get to 25, depending on, like, my father is 32 years older than I am. So at 25, he's already like in his 50s.
Yeah,
50s. So he's a little slower. You know, his health isn't as great as it was when he was in his 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, does that also play pressure? Because I don't know how old, I think your father's around the same age as my father, right?
I think so.
So did that even make it more, did that make you more, like, cognizant of what's going on in life? Or did you, like, kind of look at it like, I don't give a fuck?
I still didn't give a fuck. That's the problem. I didn't give a fuck. That was my problem back then.
But why didn't you give a fuck? That's my question.
Being the spoiled one. That was it. Being a spoiled one, not giving a fuck. Like, all right, I still got something to fall back on. That's
because you still got parents, got money. Yeah, they take care of you. You still had the gas card. So you ain't even putting gas in your own money, spending your own money on gas. Still blowing through money.
Yeah.
And you get paid.
The only thing I was really worried about was my car. That was it.
Was that when you got that car?
Yeah. Okay. That was it. But, yeah, just looking back, should have just been really just focused on the school. Because think about it. UPS was paying for it, and as soon as I was finished school, that would have been, I would still been at UPS, but I could have, like, moved up, actually.
Yeah.
Like, moved up higher position instead of where I was at, just a supervisor. I could have at least been, like, regional manager or whatever.
Yeah, working, like, your way up.
Yeah. They make big bread.
Yeah. Stupid bread. So, where you at, B?
It's an international company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember how, before, real quick, before I get to B, remember how stressful it was when you was paid off that car?
Man.
Yo.
He made it seem like he was paying off a house.
Shit. Back then, what, three something? That's a lot for a car.
Still a lot now. Shit. Okay, so where were you at, B?
Dang, man.
You was out of Maryland, right?
Yeah, I was. I think I was working at Home Depot.
At the depot.
B Solar Depot.
Oh my God. But no, so even though I was about to say when we was 18, I remember when we was work, we were, when they was building, they had just built the Foreman Mills down the street.
Oh my God.
And
oh yeah.
You was complaining. Talking, so it's supposed to be part time. I was at work for 8 hours. I said, motherfucker, part time before the hours in the week, not the day. Hey, I was mad as shit as you. I'm like, this motherfucker is lazy. Cause I was working like.
No, I remember he said, "Why you hang out with this nigga?"
Hey, I was mad as you, B. I was pissed off.
No, I was mad when he quit UPS after 1 week.
Oh,
so was, my grades dropped. Bitch, your grades been low.
That was legit one paycheck.
My man Beast was as bad as that dude that got fired from Domino's because he thought he was supposed to get paid every hour. He said, I don't like asking people for my money, so I let it slide.
But then the second hour came.
He said, then the second hour came and she still ain't give me no money.
Bruh.
You seen that joint?
I haven't, but that joke's so funny. Like, I can see why he thought that.
Let's reel it back in.
All right, back in.
Come on, B.
Shout out to friends. Count on them to remember everything because I completely forgot about Foreman Mills. Yeah, I was working at Foreman Mills around that time. Foreman Mills. Yeah. Dang, no, that was like my first like real part-time job. And I was so serious. I'm like, still, like to this day, I was like, bruh, like I really didn't understand like why am I working so much? I thought I was, because you know what it was? My senior year in college, I worked at the gym and part-time there was like working 4 to 5 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And it was like three to four times a week. And so, but it was a set like 4 to 5 hours. And so I get to Foreman Mills. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, why am I here all
I'm
day?
Supposed to be gone 4 hours ago.
I was so mad. Yo. Like, why? Yo, I was so mad. Yo. Like, I just didn't understand. So yeah, man, I was working there trying to, yeah, figure out my life, man. Yeah, I was trying to figure out my life, bro. I had this degree. I wasn't using it. And I told myself, I remember transferring to Maryland, and I was like, oh, yeah, I ain't going to be the type of person that's going to get a degree and not use the shit. I'm going to use it. Man, I still ain't use that joint, man. That joint still underneath some documents somewhere. And, well, I indirectly use it, but, yeah, so.
It's a coaster now.
But, nah, yeah, I was working there, like, working in retail and working at Home Depot, trying to get my real estate license. I think I got it later on, but yeah. And I was really into working out and fitness. So yeah, I wasn't really doing anything. I thought I was doing stuff.
What would you tell yourself though?
Man, that was a dark time for me, low key. I told myself to believe in myself more and my abilities. I always struggled believing in myself and that I was enough. Like when it came, like especially like when it came to dating, like believe that I'm enough and not that I needed and that I didn't need to be like this Renaissance man. Like I had around that time, I watched Love Jones a lot. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be like Darius
Love. This nigga thought he was Hitch.
I'm going to be like Darius Love. I'm going to be a poet. I'm going to be a photographer. I'm going to have all these things. And so then people would find me desirable based off all the things that I can do, based off instead of, more so than who I was as a person. And so it was easier around that time to just focus on hooking up with girls and short-term dating and actually trying to build something meaningful. Because I was like, man, shoot. I had a lot of insecurities. It bothered the effects of being made fun of as a kid, and being younger, being like the chubby kid and being called fat and all this stuff. It carried over to as an adult. And so that affected me a lot. So I remember being in college or outside of college, people like, yo, you're good. You're not out of shape, but I didn't believe it. I'd wear sweats all the time because I felt like, well, if I didn't have a certain pant size, then I wasn't attractive or I couldn't wear clothes. And it kind of bothered me. I'm kind of just now getting out of that, like in my 30s. So
as he has on a sweatshirt.
And he's going short too. So that believing in myself more, like and just leaning more into my creative side. I've always been creative, but I always hesitated a lot. I'd have these great ideas, but I'd get high off of the possibility of doing the ideas than actually executing them. So yeah, that, be a better friend. I'm almost done, just these two right here.
No, you good, I'm stretching.
Oh, yeah, like,
be a better friend. You're still a bad friend, but anybody gonna talk about that?
Yeah, but I'm a lot more mindful in my 30s, more so than ever.
Mindful, intentional.
And intentional, I actually wrote intentional right here. I said, be a better friend to my friends and be intentional with checking in and being mindful, more mindful of the little things. I used to just not really care. I'd always say like, yeah, I'm gonna be over, but then I wouldn't come over, or I'd come over. Know. I'd take like hours to show up.
Yeah, 8:30 is cool.
3 hours later.
So is that, and also the last thing would be to manage expectations when it comes to creative work and just in general. Just because I'm treating it lightly doesn't mean others are. I think to like, even with D'Angelo, I thought he was going to be here because I figured I was going to be like an elephant in the room. I feel like that's always going to be an elephant in the room. And I was actually...
Why is it an elephant in the room? Why is that an elephant in the room?
Because you kind of bring it up like as a like in a jokingly way, like, oh yeah, man, he did this work for you. You ain't never given this video. So I figured like
nobody was gonna say nothing.
Yeah,
but we already talked about it.
I get that, but I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You know, I like.
Did you still give him the video?
I didn't give him the video, nice. But I still have the footage.
Okay.
And now, like, I have a much better understanding of like if I'm gonna set an expectation, do my best to like take it more seriously and communicate. And
I'm still waiting for my video.
I'm fucking with him.
That man gonna be fucking distraught after this episode.
I got so much work to fucking do. I got like 5 videos added.
Stupid.
So yeah, like that's the biggest thing for me. I'd get so caught up in the grandeur of the creative work, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna shoot this joint, but when it came time to actually when it came down to delivering the stuff and actually doing the work, I say, all right, cool, I'm gonna have it at the end of the week. You know, I wouldn't have it at the end of the week.
Wait, weren't you just getting into it at 25? Or you was thinking about it?
I think I was just getting into it. But okay. There was like other things too, like
I think what you talk about with the photography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was doing it in combination with the real estate. Because I remember we went to one of the properties to get the couch.
Yeah, I remember that.
So that was like that was definitely 25.
I wasn't living over there at 25.
No?
No. That was like 28.
So maybe I was close to 25.
2016.
That was a long dang, you remember everything, bruh.
I remember the couch, bro, in Bowie.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
That wasn't 28,
29. Okay, but yeah, so where was I at 25? So second year of coaching. I'm really into it. I was still distraught over my ex. So dating was like out of the window. Working in the hospital center, but I was really enchanted with working there at the time, but it was benefits and it was full-time pay. So it was like, do I just say fuck it and just coach, or do I just try to figure it out? So what I did was I switched to the 4:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. shift so I can go to practice every day. And it was just like kind of just starting to get into the grind, but it was kind of like I was excited because it was like, so we played in the championship game, first year coaching. We lost. Coming back, we're about to win the championship. I think we already won the championship, so I'm, like, excited. I'm like, yo, I've never won a championship a day in my life when I played. So I won the championship. I'm excited. I'm like, this is great. Everything seems to be coming on the up. My father lost his job, but he was starting to work again. So I didn't. The financial burden on me wasn't as hard as it was before. So it was just like, I was kind of in a good mood, good, happy place, but I was content still because I still didn't feel like I was doing what I wanted to do. But I was like, okay, things starting to make sense. I was getting to be more responsible because I was doing more for myself than other things. The only thing I didn't have going for me was my car. Transmission was bad. So I hadn't got a new car yet, but I was just kind of like, okay, if that's the worst thing going on in my life, I think I'm doing all right. But it was still other things that I was dealing with that I should have took care of. Like, I needed closure with my ex because I took it as I fucked up because it didn't succeed. And we never actually talked about why we broke up at the time. Mm-hmm. So I was fucked up about that. So dating was like, I was not dating. I wasn't even looking at women to even like date. I wasn't fucking with nobody. I was just kind of tunnel vision. Shit was kind of weird. But what you got?
Well, the one thing that I would tell. So a couple of things. I said the one thing. But I would say the main thing would be take advantage of your situation. By that, you know, I was... I think that I was still I wasn't living with my parents anymore, but I had that security blanket to make mistakes, so I should have been taking like more risks at that time, like betting on myself. I would definitely tell myself like, you don't have to save it all, but save some money, like start putting something to the side. Because
that's something I wasn't doing.
Like, even though you have that safety blanket, like, you never know when it's like what you're gonna need. I would tell myself to like trust myself and believe that shit for real, like, and like to just, if I'm gonna do it, like, give it my all. I would tell myself that, you know, like, everything that you have is not a coincidence. It's been you the whole time. Like, you know what you're doing. You're smart. You be learning all this shit. Mm-hmm. You got the talent to do a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, this is why, you know, like, jobs be wanting you. Or, like, if your manager leaves your job, they always call you and be like, hey, I want you to come here with me. Like,
yeah,
that shit is not by accident. Like, you actually are, like, good at what you be doing. So, like, channel that energy into something that you want to do for yourself. I would tell myself to not look at what other people are doing and just, you know, focus on yourself because you have your own timeline. To be comfortable with being different and, you know, like, not care about other people's opinions.
Yeah.
It would be to, like, take care of my body and my mind. When I was 25, you know, eating bad, drinking, fucking, just doing all types of crazy shit.
Yeah.
So, I would say, like, to be, you know, be smarter with that situation. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And, like, get the help that you need with whatever you need help with. And, like, basically just, like, write everything down. All your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Like, so many different things. Just, like, write it down because you never know, like, basically when the next piece of the puzzle is going to come.
Facts.
So it's like you could have wrote something down and then you learn something else. And so, like, you go back to what you wrote down and be like, all right, now I know, like, how to move forward with this.
Mm-hmm.
But when you, like, when you kind of just try to remember everything, you lose it.
Yeah, not for real. Now, I would say I should have tapped into creativity in 18 and 25, especially 25, because 25 is when it really started clicking. Like, I like this. I have ideas. I need to write these ideas. But I also needed, what I would have told myself is trust in your abilities, because even though I was coaching, I was not confident in how I was coaching. I was fucking terrified. And then I was intimidated by they're my boys now, but they played in college football. One played in the Big Ten, one played in the MAC. Mm-hmm. They both were like players of the years, and they seemed to know so much about football. And I used to be like kind of quiet because it didn't feel like I accomplished enough. And that shit don't fucking matter when you're fucking in that kind of profession, because if you know it, you know it.
Yep. I mean, that's a lot of professions. That's why, like, so many jobs would rather have the person with experience over the person with the degree.
100%. And, like, I would tell myself, look, hospital center is great, but hospital center is holding you back. Yeah. Leave, because you can do better, and you will always do better. Because, for one, one thing I didn't know about myself that I understand about myself now is I got personality. I'm a people's person. I always represent myself the right way. And one thing, and I'm always willing to get better. And whatever I do, I always give my all to. And that's going to take me a long way. So, like, I need to really... I should have been understanding that. I mean, of course, you don't know that at the time. Me at 34 now, like 3 weeks out of 3 or 4 weeks, short of my 35th. Like, I understand who I am. I know who I am, and I don't deviate from who I am. Back then, it was like,
every day was a crapshoot because my mood can go here, high, or low, mm-hmm. depending on how I felt about myself that day. Because I kept I kept holding on to that feeling of I didn't graduate from college. What do these white people think about me at this private school that I don't have a college degree? Not realizing it's results-based and I'm giving results.
Yeah.
And they don't give a fuck about that shit because some of them didn't finish college themselves. Well, some of them went to college and they're still stupid.
Yeah.
You know? So, we're here talking about this reminiscing and really, like, having this deep conversation about where we at. Would you change anything about 18 or 25 in relation to how you are now, or would you go through the same things all over again to get back to where you at?
I fuck with me, so I think I would go through the same shit.
Yeah, same thing. It's like, you just have to go through it. Experience is always the best teacher. So just go through whatever life hands you and then learn from that. So whatever, like, say whatever happens to you at 25, and then if you get a chance for somehow to go back and do 25 over again, just go through it. Just experience that shit.
But life's the best teacher.
Yeah.
Mm. And if everything went smooth at 18, everything went smooth at 25, your life would be in shambles now because you'd be living a false reality.
What?
You'd be living a false reality because if everything goes your way, what does that teach you? Because the best teacher is not succeeding.
But
that's what I'm trying to say. If you experience, oh, okay, everything's sweet from this age to this age, then all of a sudden shit falls down.
Exactly.
You experience.
But I guess we said the same. I'm sorry. Same shit. I was halfway listening.
Okay.
Nice. But like, so, where we at now? Who's are we saying? So, of course, nobody's living the ideal, perfect life. Mm-hmm. But can we say that the people that you've become because of those two, because of the time that you guys spent and really working on yourselves, could you say that you are satisfied with the person you are, not the success, because money is relative and all these accomplishments are relative, but you as a person, could you say that you're happy with you as a person right now?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
And why no?
Because I'm not sympathetic. I've had this conversation with my brother earlier this morning. I'm like, I'm not sympathetic at all.
How would you define sympathetic?
Like, because
there's sympathy and there's empathy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to like define it. I just know that
you're not empathetic.
I guess. I don't have feelings for other people in their situation.
But we're talking about you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everything, I think I'm good.
Yeah, because like,
it affects me, like my moods. Like, all right, if someone fucks up, that's on you. Like, I should feel for that person because I don't know what they're going through.
So why aren't you happy with yourself?
Because
that's the question.
That's the path towards being a better person, towards growth.
Yes.
You know,
so,
and I don't have that.
So, but I'm asking, what is not making you happy?
No, so, I never said I wasn't happy.
So, but that's the question. The question was, are you happy with who you are? Not how you are with other people. With Gail. Is Gail happy with Gail?
I'm good with that. It's just that one part I'm missing.
And but that's fine. That's a character thing. Yeah. Everybody doesn't have empathy.
Let me read this real quick. Empathy is shown in how much compassion and understanding we can give to another. Sympathy is more of a feeling of pity for another. Empathy is our ability to understand how someone feels, while sympathy is our relief in not having the same problems.
You're not empathetic. Because you don't have the compassion for other people. That's fine. That is what it is. But we're talking about ourselves. We're thinking inwards, not outwards.
I mean, I like to think of myself as,
I mean, if
who
his
cares
lack
for
of
people.
Empathy is affecting the people around him, I can understand why he feels that that's an issue,
mm-hmm.
and why he's not happy with that.
Okay. So, you know, this was like a real deep conversation. I don't know. Have y'all learned anything about each other today with this conversation that y'all didn't already know?
I feel like I've already known that. Yeah.
we have deep conversations.
Yeah.
What about you, B?
I didn't know you was really interested in psychology.
I like it. Like that was what I, that's what I loved in college. That's what I, in high school I loved. That's why I took like college class in high school, psychology. I loved that shit. I wanted to like be a psychiatrist.
Thing is, I didn't even, high school, I didn't even really know what you like. I just knew you was like, that's my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I can't come over.
That was your fault.
Because you keep eating all the food, bruh.
You fucked it up for yourself. See, I'm not empathetic towards that because you fucked it up for you.
Nigga, ain't nobody in this table empathetic about that.
I think that was like in college.
The rest of us, because of what he did, you know how much I got judged being a black man in this house because your greedy ass ate all the food.
That shit was so good. Like, to this day.
He don't regret it at all.
Nah, no, bro.
He like Martin with the white only pies. Pie too damn hot.
But so we're at the point now where we're still growing. Still a lot. Like, it's crazy. We've grown a lot, and we still got a lot of growing to do.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to have this conversation in 10 years.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But, like, I mean, honestly, a lot of the stuff that I would have told myself, that I wrote down to tell myself at 25, is what I'm telling myself now. Exactly. I just wish I would have did it earlier.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
That's all it is.
Push myself out of being comfortable.
Yeah.
Shit's fun when you're not uncomfortable, man. I'm telling you.
That's one thing. One thing we didn't cover is we should have just told our younger selves, be smarter financially.
I mean, that's always.
No, not just that. Just think, like, get into stocks. Get your credit up. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So you can leverage that.
Have money to invest in the 08 crisis.
Facts.
But the only thing I'll say is, like, even though we didn't say that to ourselves, like, at 18, credit wasn't what it is now.
Yeah, shit is different.
Credit is way more important now than it was back then when we were 18. Even when we were 25, like, credit just started really becoming a thing like 4 years ago.
Yeah,
because of social media and white people finally let it go. They've been holding that shit in for years.
Yeah.
Don't worry, God. I got that. 1 hour 34.
Gotcha. I would say to the 18-year-old us, create a savings account, put some money in it, or get a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
And put some money in that. Because
Man.
I would. Especially with the financial crisis. Stop buying fucking shoes. You know.
Oh, now you want to tell yourself that. Right. I'm just joking.
No, because, like, the crazy thing is, I mean, everybody develops at their own time. Mm-hmm. But me personally, like, I seriously have always been a late bloomer. So I was taller at 25 than I was at 18. I was still growing at 25. At 25, I started 25 wearing like a size 8 shoe. I ended 25 wearing a 9. And I had to get rid of all the shoes.
Because you didn't know that curry out, your body kept growing. All that goddamn processed food.
Whatever it was, like, I was still growing. Like, people was coming, was walking past me and was just like, did you go to Parkdale? And I'd be like, yeah. They were like, you just was like, you were so much shorter in high school. Like, bitch, I know.
Because, you know, we're adults and we're still growing as a thing.
But everybody, a lot of people were their full height by the time we graduated.
That's because they didn't eat the curry out like you did. you're right. But, so, any last words? Last thoughts? Final thoughts?
Nah, I'm good.
What about you, B? I know you got a final thought. You're thinking hard.
I guess I was just thinking about like the question about would I change the thing, and nah, like.
I think I would have tried porn at 18.
Shit,
I was super horny at 18. All day, I should have been in porn.
All right, then we out.
Minority Minds Podcast.